This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Today could be the hottest day of the week, and all the other days are pretty hot, too. Front range highs will stay in the upper 90s, at least for the next few days. David Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service has some good advice.
It's a good idea to seek air conditioning. Stay cool. Avoid, you know, those strenuous outdoor activities. If you're working, take frequent breaks. Find shade.
Denver's forecast high today is 99 degrees, in Boulder 96. Tomorrow could be cooler by just a few degrees. Near Loveland, fire crews worked overnight on the Alexander Mountain Fire, burning on national forest land. Larimer County Emergency Services Director Justin Whitesell says the response could be hampered by other major fires across the West.
There's a lot of fires going on around the country, Oregon, California, even into Canada, so resources are limited.
Crews called in nearly continuous water and fire retardant drops over that fire near Loveland Monday. Home sales are slow in most of southern Colorado. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
Home sales were down nearly 10% in El Paso County during the first half of the year when compared to last year. That's according to the latest monthly report from the Colorado Association of Realtors. Pueblo County saw a 12% decrease, and Fremont County experienced a 21% drop for the same time period. Homes are staying on the market longer in these areas, too. Median prices crept up last month when compared to June of last year, at about $330,000 in Pueblo County, $485,000 in El Paso County, and $354,000 in Fremont County. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Again, it's highs in the 90s and close to 100 degrees in Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and around Denver this afternoon, with temperatures staying in the 90s through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.